The Public Services Commission has launched the first State of the Public Service report in Accra. The report highlights strengths and weaknesses in the public service with focus on gender disparity, disability, corruption, and recruitment processes. The chairperson of the Public Services Commission, Mrs. Bridget Kachiriku, identified effective performance management system and behavior change among workers as critical to building strong and vibrant public service for national development. Rukiat Musa has more.
The 2014 Public Service Report focused on effective leadership, human resource management and development, transparency and accountability. The chairperson of the Public Services Commission, Mrs. Bridget Kachiriku, said there is a huge gender disparity in the leadership of the public service as 80% are men. This, she said, is worrying as government efforts over the years to increase the number of women in leadership roles seems not to be yielding results.
The findings also point to a weak diversity management practices in the public service, as evidenced by the fact that there is huge gender disparity in favor of men within the general workforce of the organization surveyed. We need to do better than this, especially if we want to promote gender perspectives in the decision-making process in order to have a balanced development.
The report cited employment of people with disability as being 0.9%. It recommended that government should engage more persons with disability in the public sector.
Out of a total workforce of 4,073 in the organization surveyed, 69% are male, while 31% are female. Again, out of the total number, only 0.98% are people with disabilities. This highlights the limited opportunities available for people with disabilities to get formal employment, since government is the major source of formal employment.
In the area of corruption, this is what the report revealed.
Charging of illegal fees for services, 23%. Use of office logistics for private gain, 21%. Gifts and payment from suppliers, 8%. And then stealing of office equipment and embezzlement, 11.5%.